It can be bad, but it can also be very good. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. Making every day count. And last week we started a process where we're going to go through the seven emotions, the seven responses that we have, corresponding to the 7 weeks of the Omer, preparing for the day of Shavuot, the day we get the Torah. So last week we talked about chesed, kindness, and kindness is the basis of everything. Olam chesed yibaneh, the world was created on the basis of kindness, to give of ourselves, to go out of ourselves, to connect to other human beings, to connect to God, and so on. To love, to give, to share, and to make space. The second one is gevura. Now, gevura is a complicated one. It's the opposite. It's the counterface of chesed. Whatever chesed is, gevura isn't. Chesed is love, flexibility, connection, giving, sharing, going out of ourselves. Gevura is restraint. It's withdrawing. It's creating borders. So it's sometimes translated as discipline. Discipline means we create boundaries, different to chesed. Gevura can sometimes mean, in a bad sense, holding back, not giving. Or sometimes holding back for the right reason. Sometimes it's also, gevura can be synonymous with aggression, anger, because it's rejection of the other instead of connection with the other. And that's why often chesed is always known as something really good and gevura is known as something bad. It gets a bad rap. The connotation of gevura is always somewhat negative. He's a gevura person, means like an aggressive person, and so on. But it's not actually true. Although chesed lends itself more to something good, and gevura can very easily result in something that is not good, something that's aggressive or rejective of other people, and so on. But nevertheless, there's good gevura and there's bad gevura. Gevura actually is very necessary because life cannot be lived without a dose of gevura. Take parenting, for example. Love without limits is very dangerous. Whenever we do something, there are certain things that require discipline, requires to be at a certain time. You know, very many mitzvot require gevura, require, we're supposed to say Shema after it gets dark. We're supposed to say Mincha prayer before it gets dark. So we're bound to time. That's sort of a gevura concept. And in fact, we are told, for example, that every mitzvah a person does, there are two aspects. There's the laws, the halachot, when you have to do it, how much you have to do it, when can you do it, when can't you do it, how big should it be, all this kind of stuff. That's gevura. It's talking about the structures, the boundaries around the mitzvah. And then there's the feeling of the mitzvah, getting immersed in the esoteric and the kabbalistic and the kavanah and the intention of the mitzvah, sort of getting lost in the beauty and the secret of the mitzvah, which is more of a chesed concept. I'm just letting myself flow into the beauty and the majesty of each mitzvah. And we know one without the other is not good. If you do a mitzvah, you can meditate and understand the beauty of a lulav, a shofar, of a matzah, of tefillin, a mezuzah. But if you don't actually do it, there's no mitzvah. On the other hand, if you do the action and you're disciplined and you do it the way it's supposed to be done, but you don't understand its beauty and you don't get lost in its beauty on some level, the mitzvah is very dry, so you kind of need both. There are times that we must not give to bad causes. We must not be tolerant of evil. So there's a lot in gevura that is important. However, here's the gauge. Let's go back to what we said last week. Olam chesed yibaneh. The world was based on chesed. So even when we need to do an act of gevura, boundaries, discipline, rejection, holding back, we always have to ask ourselves the question, what's the purpose of this gevura? Is the purpose to make a better connection between me and my children? Is the purpose to be able to keep mitzvot, to create a better love and connection between me and God, or between me and my spouse, or between me and my friend? Friendship needs boundaries. Is it there to enhance the friendship, enhance the love? Then it's good gevura. Because everything must circle back to chesed. Chesed is the purpose of everything. So if it's going to enhance connection, communication, warmth, but it needs the boundaries to do that, then it's great. If it's not, then it's probably come from a selfish place. And when gevura comes from a selfish place, it's not a good idea. It lands up as aggression, rejection, violence even, and things we say or do that create separation rather than connection. So when we do gevura, gevura is an important thing to have. You know, some people are just totally disorganized and they can't ever be on time to a shiur or a minyan, but they're lovely people, chesed people. They need a dose of gevura. They need to be able to create boundaries, discipline, and so on. So that's very, very important, but it's got to be the gevura which leads to chesed, creates the connection, creates the love. So just to picture this for a moment, the midot, the emotions that we talk about, present themselves in three triangles. There are six primary emotions. The first two are chesed and gevura. Chesed is on the right, gevura is on the left. And then the middle is tiferet, which we'll talk about next week. And then it repeats itself for the next three, netzach, chod, and yesod, which we'll get to. Look, just look at a triangle, an upside down triangle. The right side, the right corner is chesed. The left corner is gevura. We need both. The final clinch between the two and the synthesis and the beauty is when we combine both and have chesed and gevura. Powerful tool, we'll talk about it next week. But for the moment, it's just important to look at our lives. Look, just reflect a moment. What are you, a chesed person, a gevura person? Are you sort of a go-with-the-flow type of person, just whatever happens is great? Or are you a gevura person, you get affected, you withdraw? You're not sure how to function. We need to have both. We need to be able to combine both gevura and chesed. We'll develop this more next week and understand how it comes to tiferet, which is the third one. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful week.